It's time.
Live from Oxnard, California, here's Mick.
Mickey?
For the emergency break of the week.
I'm out of here.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
It's kind of warm, and it's the corner of the restaurant. I was thinking, Bob.
By a wheels-off comment.
We're playing the hot corner today.
Is it time for a ticker?
Or technical meltdown.
How is it not on the array?
Your damn interns keep moving crap.
Whoa. Is this the Dunn Vegan Hotel?
Dallas 911. Do you need fire, police, or ambulance?
Whoa.
Oh, Dallas 911. I'm sorry. I definitely dialed the wrong number.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, let's do the tee box. Let's talk golf.
No.
Make a golf point, Rick.
I don't need to make a golf point. I just wasn't finished yet. That's all.
Well, how long do you need? You want to roll
stinks
for
in here. What are you doing here, Bob? Yeah, go ahead, guys. It's fine. Go ahead. Start driving.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
So tense. Yes, it is time for the emergency break of the week, and it's brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Well, this guy's been a big player here the last couple of years, and he's back on the list, not for something he said, but for something he played. You know, one of the big things for Rhines is to play return music, and it's usually something from his collection of music that he likes, puts it on rotator and gives you all sorts of different music. But he got fascinated with this really offensive song that they were listening to, and he tried to play that as return music, and he just can't use this song as return music, as they found out on the Hardline.
What are Bob and Dan talking about at 12:15 tomorrow? We don't know. And that's why it's a can't-miss opening segment. Bad Radio, noon till 3 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
What are you doing? No. What are you doing?
Mike, you can't play that.
Turn your mic on.
We've said that before on the air.
Have you listened to the whole song?
No, not the whole song.
Why would... We have.
I was only going to play 25 seconds of it.
It doesn't matter. It takes about four... to get to dirty things.
God. Why would you ever think that that would be playable? We were in here listening to it, too, in the break, and I'm like, okay, cool, that's really funny. The song called My V.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've said it on the air, but not a million times over and over in context of what it's like, of what to compare it to, and the smell, and I mean, dude,
and
no!
And the viscosity?
Yes!
The song?
It's your shot.
You ever? That's his go-to move. Oh, it's in a song. It was in a movie.
Yeah, it's art, man. Come on, it's art.
It's a fun song.
It's in a song.
I didn't realize there was a song entitled. But apparently there is. And no, you should not use it as return music. All right, so there's Rhines up for an e-break. So is one Dan McDowell. For dropping another S-bomb, accidentally dropping an S-bomb on the air.
Got to ask you about your life.
What up, homie?
Just because I'm watching football last night.
I like football.
And I watched the Bill Walton channel feed.
Whoa, hey.
I almost said show, and then I said channel.
And then he said another word in between.
Come on.
Just flirted with it.
Comfortable leather seats. So, then, what a game. What a contest, Bob.
God.
Exhilarating affair.
Does Dan have a quick recovery from that?
Yes.
So, yeah. You know.
Was that TC that came in and sounded like John Wayne, and then he said another word in between, or
yes.
Andrew Dice Clay or something?
Yeah, that was TC. Let's hear that one more time.
Got to ask you about your life.
What up, homie?
Just because I'm watching football last night.
I like football.
And I watched the Bill Walton channel feed.
Whoa, hey.
I almost said show, and then I said channel.
And then he said another word in between.
Then he said another word in between.
Comfortable leather seats. So, then, What a game. What a contest. An exhilarating affair.
There is a lot there. That is a weird accent that TC's using.
Maybe Lee Corso?
Yes, it's another word in between.
Yeah, then he gets carpet bombed by a Mino drop of another time when Dan had dropped an S-bomb accidentally on the air.
A money show to try to do tickets.
Then you get Dan just going, so, yeah. What a game. What a game, man.
I like Bob's, whoa, his initial reaction. So stunned.
Yeah, that's funny. There's Dan up for an e-break. And yes, he is back. Killer Kellison.
All right.
The Hardline brought him on the air to talk about how long sometimes his commute is when he drives home in the afternoon. And the man who brought us an awkward moment with the Hardline brings us another sound.
How long did it take you to get back?
I got home. Friday wasn't as bad because I left early. Thursday was really bad. But
was Thursday the snow or Friday?
No, Friday was the snow.
Okay.
But Thursday, I got home like at 6. So 2 hours, my average commute.
You're what?
I play.
All right.
I thought another I slipped that one by.
Another Wi-Fi moment.
I play.
So.
And of course, they hammer him on Wi-Fi. Let's hear this one isolated before we listen back to Wi-Fi.
My average commute.
Like drunk.
My average commute.
Such a
my average
voice.
Commute.
Is he? Yeah. Is he the definition of shake voice?
Yeah, and he'll admit it. He's pretty
God,
upfront.
That's funny.
About it.
I love the pause because everybody realized it, but nobody knew if they should jump on him.
This all started giggling after he said,
"My average commute."
Can we hear it in its entirety?
How long did it take you to get back?
I got home. Friday wasn't as bad because I left early. Thursday was really bad. But
was Thursday the snow or Friday?
No, Friday was the snow.
Okay.
But Thursday, I got home like at 6. So 2 hours, my average commute.
You're what?
I play.
God, he's shaky from the very beginning.
He is.
He adds an extra S in between two words in the very beginning.
It's like he's watching everybody go for their gun holster all at once.
He is. He's so nervous walking into that room.
Poor guy.
Poor killer. That gummit.
He won't live past 45.
Hey. I'll say that about Killer.
Okay, Jer says he has the original full version of Wi-Fi, which is the all-time greatest.
Let's all turn to the north and salute. Yeah, here we go.
Now he's putting pepper on it right now. He's agreed to do this. Irwin in promotions went over to the select counter over there and had them pick out their finest 20-ounce steak, which is now sitting in front of us. And the killer is putting pepper on it.
Well, what's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
I play. Gonna try something.
What a jaw wall moment that was.
So weird.
You know,
so
weird.
Sounds so dubbed in.
Yes,
now.
Because we've heard the drop so many times.
I play.
Now that sounds like it was a drop.
And they're talking about how gross it is what he's about to eat, and he's trying to say, I'm fine, and it sounds nothing. It does sound
fine.
All right, one more time all the way through. That is just amazing to this day.
Now, he's putting pepper on it right now. He's agreed to do this. Irwin, in promotions, went over to the select counter over there and had them pick out their finest 20-ounce steak, which is now sitting in front of us. And the killer is putting pepper on it.
Well, what's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
I play. Gotta try something.
What a jaw wall moment that was.
So odd.
Of course, the Hardline just let that go. And
no,
just,
they didn't. You know, they pounced all over the jaw wall moment.
That's so funny.
Oh, man. So there he is, the killer, along with Dan or Rhines. 888-787-1310 to vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, this is the P1TR. We want to responsibly vote for Mike Reiner. Mm-hmm. And Fred Davis is Hitler Cat Front Bottom.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hello, gentlemen. I'm here to tell you Wi-Fi.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Tier 1 employee Mike and give a shout-out to Giorgio's left-out eggnog underpants.
What? I'm not sure what that means, but thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, I wanted to give a last-minute plug for my show tonight at the Kessler.
Oh, who's this? It's James McMurtry.
Oh.
They're going to be coming down from Kansas and from North Arkansas. Going to have us a time.
Okay. Who you vote for there, James?
I'll vote for Uncle Slayton.
Okay.
Jeez.
Uncle Slayton's got his Texas pride.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Is the answer Hot Fried Georgie?
No, it's not.
Oh, that reminds us.
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, James, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you think you'd make that sound where you're being attacked by spiders at the compound if the plane was crashing?
Yeah, I might. let's hope I never find out.
Yeah, it's creepy, dude. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning to you, George. Do you believe in the mean green?
Always.
Well, I'm just wanting to put in an average vote there for the E-Break of the Week.
Okay. Yeah, you sound a lot like Killer. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey there, bitch. What's going on?
Gosh.
Oh, gosh.
That's me, your nemesis, bitch.
Are you going to vote or not?
Yeah, I'm going to come up there and kick your ass, boy.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Give me address. I'm heading up there right now.
Right next to the AAC. Be here until 10.
All right, I'll be up there, bitch.
All right.
We'll gosh. Ride.
Come on. You'll limp back, but come on. Hi, you're on the ticket.
That's all slice, boy.
No. No, no, no. Don't applaud that, Jer. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'll take the old gray wolf and George's butt gravy.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Nolan, Snow Monkeys, and Killer.
Is that okay, Carl from Sling Blade?
Not sure.
Talking about Nolan?
Maybe Triple Fake Jerry. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Ryan's Moist V and Hooter Brown.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Dan McDowell, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Boy, a damn vote there. Thank you, man.
Who that is.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Dang, Ryan. You got a camel toe. Look at me. I got a moose knuckle.
What is that about?
No, who's Reiner vote? He said Reiner at the beginning.
Oh, he did? Okay. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we have an upset.
That
Mike
is
Reiner
an upset.
Has won the emergency break of the week.
What are Bob and Dan talking about at 12:15 tomorrow?
We don't know. And that's why it's a can't-miss opening segment. Bad Radio, noon till 3 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
What are you doing? No. What are you doing?
Mike, you can't play that.
Turn your mic on.
We've said that before on the air.
Have you listened to the whole song?
No, not the whole song.
Why would... We have.
I was only going to play 25 seconds of it.
It doesn't matter. It takes about 4 to get to Dirty Things.
God. Why would you ever think that that would be playable? We were in here listening to it, too, in the break, and I'm like, okay, cool, that's really funny. The song called My V.
Mm-hmm.
Verge. Yeah, we've said it on the air, but not a million times over and over in context of what it's like, of what to compare it to, and the smell. And I mean, dude,
and
no!
And the viscosity?
Yes!
The song?
It's your show!
That's his go-to move. Oh, it's in a song. It was in a movie.
Yeah. It's art, man.
We reverted back to his zoo days. It's art, man. All right, how many is that for Ryan?
65th win, 20 behind Norman Fake Sports Hitzkus.
Okay.